people.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL-FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Hello, and welcome to Don't You Know. What we usually do on this program is let you know what's going on around town for the coming week, but sometimes we have guests to tell you what they have going on around town. Today is one of those days, and we are joined in the studio by Brian Verding, who works with Engage Winona. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and this is Don't You Know. I'm here with Brian Verding. He's from Engage Winona, and we're going to talk about what's coming up in the future for Engage Winona and what they're currently doing. Thanks for being on the show today, Brian.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to talking about the good community work we're helping folks do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, for some people out there who may not know, do you want to kind of just briefly tell us what Engage Winona is about and what you do for the community?
Yeah, definitely. Engage Winona is a new nonprofit that works with civic engagement in community problem solving. And the core of our work is just providing support and resources to individuals, groups, and organizations who are already doing good community work in any variety of ways. So Engage Winona is really designed just to assist and support and to make more efficient and connected all the really great community work that's already happening around Winona, and then also helping folks who might want to get engaged and they don't really know how get connected.
Right, right. Yeah, and you got a lot of events that do that. I've been to a few down there. I know you have some events at Outpost Winona, I believe you've had.
Yep. And that's actually news for us. So Engage Winona, we're sharing space now with Art of the Rural, which operates out of Outpost Winona downtown. So we have a downtown storefront now, and we do a lot of events. And yeah, in our world, engagement really begins with sort of a shared social space. So bringing people together in really intentional ways, just to talk about things that they really are passionate about and things they'd like to change and things they want to work together on.
Cool. Well, I know we've been emailing back and forth, and you told me that there were some things kicking off here in the fall here, starting mid-September, right about now. Is that right?
It is.
So what do we have coming up here?
We have some things ready to launch, and because in small nonprofit world, other things are all, are getting there slowly but surely.
Right.
I mean, I think probably the quickest thing coming up is part of a collaborative effort that Engage Winona supports, which is called Pints and Policy, which is a discussion with civic leaders and politicians and really kind of this get intimate connection and access to politicians and community leaders sort of outside of boardrooms, outside of council meetings, outside of those kind of big scary places, and just come on down, have a beer, and really connect with them one-on-one.
Right, right.
And so on Tuesday, October 16th, at 7 p.m., we're hosting Political Party 2018. And so it's going to chance to bring all of the candidates for city, county, and school board races on stage, talk about top issues, talk about why they're running, and then just kind of have a freewheeling discussion within the pub with likely voters and folks who just want to connect one-on-one and ask questions. So we're looking forward to that.
Cool. And that happens down at Ed's No Name Bar,
That's
right?
At Ed's No Name Bar. Yeah.
Cool. And those are ongoing, right? You have one every month, is it? Or
It sort of emerges based on when it makes sense to have the event. Yeah. Okay. So usually about every couple months.
Okay.
And actually just yesterday we hosted Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon, which was You know, it was I think a great example of what that program is designed to do, which is here's a guy who works in St. Paul. He's the chief elections official for the whole state. And he's just at a bar in Winona, and folks are asking him, like, you know, I don't know that my daughter's absentee ballot is right. Or, you know, I'm just, can you talk to me about ranked choice voting? I really want to kind of hear from the guy who runs the show what he thinks about this stuff. And he gets to just get down and get intimate with folks to answer those questions and connect. So
Cool. So you bring the people really into it, and they can really get in there and talk to the man they want to, the guy in charge.
Yep, and I think that event is emblematic of what Engage Winona tries to do with all of its work, which is just bring all voices together and kind of shared spaces and hear from each other and connect with each other and places where people feel really kind of comfortable and there isn't some of those power dynamics or anything else at play that everybody feels kind of engaged together.
Right, level playing field.
Yes.
Cool. Anything else that's kicking off right here recently? Or?
Yeah, I mean, a couple things. Nothing specific to come to, but things to kind of look out for. So in the next few weeks, we're going to be rolling out a pop-up engagement booth, which we're excited to do.
Okay.
And that's just going to be this kind of fun, interactive booth that we're going to have at events, at different locations around town.
Okay.
Just sort of showing up where people are.
Right.
It's going to be an opportunity for people to have their voice heard about things they would like to kind of create change around in Winona.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give folks resources to help them with get good ideas off the ground. And then also hoping people, we imagine kind of folks that can come up to us and say, yeah, engage Winona. I want to get engaged in Winona. I don't really know how to do that.
Cool. Yeah.
I care about, you know, local food, or I care about youth mental health, but what do I do? What do I do past that? And
right. That's
what this is really designed to do, to say, here's these folks to get connected to. Here's this group to work with. Here's a project that's ongoing. They'd love to have you be a part of it.
Cool.
So to get people kind of civically engaged.
Cool.
In shared social spaces.
Is that, do you have an event coming up where you're going to be at, or?
Not immediately.
Okay.
Although
okay. The
hope farther out, we're going to be at larger community events like Frozen River Film Festival.
Oh, cool.
And other larger events. I know we're probably just missing the farmer's market, but we're hoping to be a regular fixture there in next season.
Next year, yeah.
But generally, you know, wherever folks end up, where there's tabling activities, where there's kind of engaged booths and things, that's where we hope to have a presence.
Okay, cool. So look for Engage Winona when you're out at any event around town.
Yes,
huh?
And come engage. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. What else we got?
Yeah, so that's kind of the in-person piece of it.
Sure.
And then we're complementing that. We're launching a new website called winonatogether.org.
Okay.
And that's going to be a great place where folks can announce community projects that they're working on and maybe rally others to help them. Place where folks can get access to a lot of resources to help them with their work, whether they're individuals trying to get good ideas off the ground, or maybe they're a group that kind of hit a speed bump and they're not quite sure what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a place for people to share their opinions and have their voices heard on all kinds of community projects ongoing so they can be a part of that process.
Cool.
And then get connected to things that they really care about. So kind of we're imagining it as it grows as just kind of this online engagement resource hub for Winona to sort of come and gather and get connected.
Okay, cool, cool. Lots of ways to connect then and get engaged with Engage Winona.
Yeah, and that's the hope. And we know everybody engages and connects differently.
Mm-hmm, right.
Some people are very comfortable when there's a booth, you know, over there, and they're happy to walk up and start a conversation. For other people, that isn't so comfortable. So, you know, to be able to do that comfortably in their own home with an app, online, or through social media. And so we're trying to meet folks where they're at.
Cool, cool. Will there be an app for the online portion then, or do you have an app?
I nearly said app. I stopped myself. It's something that we would hope to get into, but for the time being, it'll just be winonatogether.org. But it's a really nice interface and really easy to use mobily.
Oh, okay. So. Cool, cool. And then I noticed on your website you have a few programs listed. One of them was transportation change. Can you speak on that a little bit about what that is? Or
yeah, that's so there's a group that Engage Winona guides, and that's a group of community leaders looking for ways that they as kind of organizational leaders can more closely collaborate on things. And a lot of them serve clients for whom transportation is a really big need.
Okay.
And it also involves some city government folks and some other stakeholders at the table. And so this group is designed around this idea of making movement easier in Winona.
Okay.
And maybe that means advocating for more pedestrian-friendly access points or helping organizations that are doing great biking programs get the word out, or really just studying kind of how Winona moves, especially down to looking at helping the city look at the parking discussion.
Okay, sure, yeah.
And so really trying to make all these connections across a lot of organizations and across a lot of different areas around helping to improve and kind of make more efficient transportation and movement in Winona.
Right, right. And being a college town, the parking issue is one that I'm always pretty familiar with.
As everyone is. Yeah, I think, you know, if you talk to 10 people, you'll get 10 different answers on where all this parking. Everything from a step near apocalypse that there is no parking to folks who say, yeah, it doesn't really, you know, I this seems like a myth to me. I don't understand it. As with most things, I think the truth is Somewhere in the middle. And I think part of the city has done some really great work around that. And I think part of what this group is doing is really just helping get the word out about, you know, what's the real story?
Right. What do people really need?
Yes.
Cool. And then there's also another event or program, I should say, on there, the Youth Listening Sessions, and that's been going on for quite some time. How's it been going?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you asked. That's a fantastic project. So that came out of the Youth Mental Health Group, which is a great example of working on complex. I talked about Engage Winona as a place where we work on complex community challenges, and youth mental health is certainly one of those. And that's a group of folks from all across Winona, and healthcare, and schools, and business, and nonprofit, and really working together to address youth mental health. And so their first big project was really listening to youth about what's working for them in Winona, what isn't working so well, you know, what resources are really valuable to them, what resources they would like to have. And then also asking kind of the big question I know a lot of adults in Winona like to know, hear from the youth, which is, what would want to keep you here? You know, like what is the story or the resources or the elements that would make you want to just stay right here in Winona and, and kind of build a life for yourself? And it was a fantastically successful project. We reached more than 250 kids in every school in the Winona area in grades 7 through 12. Got really honest feedback. And now the next steps are we're launching a traveling exhibit of youth voices, which will roll out to the schools starting later this fall. We're putting together a resource toolkit around really geared toward parents, around mental health resources, around having really great productive conversations with your teens, which as a father of a teen, I know is an impossibly difficult task sometimes. So I'm looking forward to that resource kit myself. And then also hopefully by next year, putting together like a community youth council, a group of kids from across Winona who feel really empowered to kind of create the change that they want to see in Winona.
So
it's been a really great project. And the kids, we heard all kinds of fantastic stories from the youth. You know, one of Engage Winona's aims is connecting with unheard populations. And youth is a very much an unheard population. It may not be kind of the first one folks think of when you think of traditionally underserved populations, but they're outside of schools and other service agencies and folks who work directly with youth, they're not regularly asked to be at the table and offer their opinions on things. So it was really valuable. They appreciated being heard. They appreciated being listened to, and appreciated being invited then to help kind of create change around these ideas that they had.
That's really cool. I like that. It's good to see some, it's good to see the progress of some of these programs, you know, and what comes out of them. It's really neat.
And especially because they're all community-led and driven. You know, Engage Winona is designed just to help folks do that good work. And so that's what's so exciting about groups like that is that we just help get them together. We help get them focused. We help kind of set some goals. And then they're the ones out there doing the work. And
you
know, it's great to see that how successful it's been.
Cool. Another project that I had noticed that I wasn't familiar with is Unheard to Empowered. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
I'd love to. That's growing. So Unheard to Empowered is a program that connects both community members and also a collaboration with the social work department here at Winona State. With organizations who serve marginalized populations. And then so what the students do is they work directly with folks to listen for needs and get a sense of what's really going on in these different communities. And then work with the folks on collaborative projects to create change. And we launched it this spring, and some great examples of that. We worked with more than 8 organizations across Winona and launched at least that many projects. A couple of great examples are, so one group of students this spring worked with the treatment court of Winona County. And so they had listening sessions with recovering addicts and said, you know what? What would you really like to do to get engaged in Winona culture, Winona community? And they said, you know, one of our challenges is feeling, you know, in their words, is feeling like we are not contributing members of the community. You know, we feel like we really kind of created a lot of challenges for their folks, and we want to give back. We want to get connected. And so working with them to tell their stories, working with them to get plugged into causes they care about, working with them to really just kind of get connected to just kind of really healthy and productive ways of giving back.
Right.
And so that's I think a great success story of mm-hmm. How those projects come together. Other organizations we worked with, the one on ALC this spring, and okay. they basically coached students through creating a promotional video themselves about how great the ALC is and how misunderstood as an institution the ALC is and how valuable and supportive it is for kids, especially kids who are struggling with kind of traditional educational paths.
Okay.
And so it was a way of giving those kids a voice and allowing them to share their stories with the larger community and mm-hmm. and get connected.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the ultimate goal of that, is to provide kind of the tools and the resources and the empowerment to get folks from all walks of life and all perspectives across Winona and just better connected and engaged in, you know, civic life.
Right. Okay. Cool. And then you have something else that I noticed on your website. I noticed 4 actions, 4 weeks. What is that?
Yeah, that's so there's a resource sheet on our website. I'm glad you asked about this. So this is an example of where we hope that Winona Together, the website I talked about earlier, is really going to go. So 4 weeks, 4 actions was just a tip sheet, a resource guide we launched, because I had a lot of folks coming to me saying, I'm a member of this volunteer group. Maybe we're working on some neighborhood block parties, or we're working on this church fundraiser, or what mm-hmm. we're working on this kind of early childhood event. All kinds of different stuff.
Sure.
Coming to us and saying, like, can you help with this or that? Can you help with this grant piece? Can you help with this organizing piece? Can you help with this, like, who to talk to piece? And out of that emerged basically kind of a tip sheet and a resource sheet to say, here's how to get a group off the ground in 1 month.
Okay.
Here's how to, if you got a good idea and you've got a couple folks with you to create something in Winona, here's a really easy step-by-step guide to get a project off the ground or to get an idea going, or if you're hosting an event to get that together. And we hope that that's the first of what will be many more of those kind of tip sheets and tools and play things that people can access and use and just put to work, that Engage Winona becomes a hub for that, to give folks the tools and the resources they need to do good community work. So 4 weeks, 4 actions is a great guide on engagewinona.org, especially for mm-hmm. folks who are at that stage of got a good idea, got a couple people with me, not really sure what to do now.
Right.
But boy, this thing I'm imagining would be really cool, and I don't quite know how to get there.
Uh-huh.
This helps provide some answers for that.
Cool. And they can get that on the website then, right?
It is, yep. And it's always free and available to all. That's a huge part of the service that we're providing.
Cool. Excellent. Is there anything else we can expect in the near future here, or something down the road?
In the middle future, it actually connected to whatever the middle future is.
Sure.
I'll be more specific. Like early 2019.
Okay, sure.
So connected to that tip sheet, how to get a group going. We were thankful to get a grant from the Winona Community Foundation, which does a great job supporting a lot of different Winona organizations. And we'll be using that funding to launch a series of community engagement workshops, free community engagement workshops for folks. And there'll be a variety of topics, everything from how do you find your passion, which sounds sort of dumb, but it's difficult sometimes, I think, for mm-hmm. folks. I know it was difficult for me trying to figure out how to get engaged in a community. Like, what do I actually really want to do?
What
do I actually want to work on? And that, you know, and so helping folks figure out, like, where they actually want to get connected. We'll have workshops on how to lead a really good community group, which is so hard. Volunteers are going so far and above and beyond outside of everything else in their lives. And it's a difficult thing to keep a good group together. How do you do that?
Right.
You know, how do you get funding for a project? How do you get your good idea off the ground? How do you sustain something? You know, maybe folks are kind of 2 years in. Maybe they had a couple events, or they've got a little grant that's gone, and it becomes a question of, like, how do I keep this thing going? How do I?
Mm-hmm.
So really kind of training folks in all these different ways. And so we'll have a lot to announce on that in the first couple months of 2019. And then those will be going for about the first 6 months or so.
Okay.
So, and then everything we're training in those workshops for folks who can't make it will then be available online too for free.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That kind of going back a little bit, that kind of interests me, the find your passion. How would something like that work?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a very individual process sometimes.
Right.
And I think there's any number of good models and processes to help people just think through what their values are.
Okay.
You know, what their goals are. I think we found it really valuable when we connect with folks, just to have them kind of self-identify, sometimes even like what are their skill sets? You know, we're
sure.
Such a Midwest humble culture here that it's sometimes it takes folks a little bit to be like, this is what I'm really good at.
Right.
And this is what I could really bring to the table. And then for them to be really honest about their capacity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big challenge in volunteer work that folks will just jump into six things and they're overwhelmed and overworked and stretched thin. And help people kind of right-size their commitment levels and to really say honestly, yeah, I only have 2 hours a month.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where I should really give it. And then what are your values? You know, what are your ethics? What are you, and, you know, having folks start to name those things through kind of hands-on exercises and conversations with others. Then can get folks a long way down the path to then start answering the question, what do I actually want to do?
Right, right. So, okay. It sounds like it would make it less scary, you know, for me anyway. Like, I always think, well, it'd be nice to volunteer for something, but I don't have the time or something like that of that nature, you know, and it seems like a big scary thing, you know, to jump into. So that it sounds like something like that would help.
Yeah, and I appreciate that feedback, and that's common. We've heard that from a lot of folks that it's like, yeah, I'd like to be more engaged, but I mean, I don't. What does that mean? What does that look like? I'm too busy. How do I do that? Like, how do I pick? You know, it seems like there's so many good things.
Mm-hmm.
So helping walk folks through all of those steps, and then I think also to that question in particular, I think it's valuable sometimes for people to sit down and say, I just don't know about this. I'm too busy. And then I think to realize sometimes that there are right-sized commitment levels for every person. You know, somebody might say, I'm too busy, but you know what? I got 90 minutes once a month, you know, which may not sound like much, but if you can imagine, what if you could get a couple hundred people together 90 minutes a month? What if you could get a couple hundred people together, different people every weekend for 90 minutes a month? And all of a sudden you have this really great movement of something.
Mm-hmm.
Just from one person who said, I'm too busy, but maybe I can find 90 minutes of time.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, there you go. Cool.
We've covered quite a bit of ground.
Okay.
I mean, I think the takeaway I always like to end with is whether it's individuals looking to get project ideas at the ground or kind of get trained in something, groups looking for help to start a project or sustain a project, or organizations really looking for strategies for community engagement, how to get to know local audiences. We're here for a variety of things, you know, engagewinona.org, facebook.com/engagewinona, follow us there. We're very active there. Emailing us at engage@engagewinona.org, just reaching out. I mean, I love having folks just personally reach out.
Right.
That it shouldn't feel formal. It shouldn't feel overwhelmed. Just send a quick note and we're happy to help work with anybody.
Cool. Sounds good. Well, I've been here with Brian Verding. He's with Engage Winona. And that's what we've been talking about today is Engage Winona, getting engaged in your community and how to do that and different steps to take. And their website is engagewinona.org. So go and check that out. And lots of good info there. So thanks for being on the show today, Brian.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to Brian Verding for joining us today on Don't You Know. More information about Engage Winona can be found at engagewinona.org.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.